This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden lived on Trump's economy for over a year. He rode the coattail of one of the best economies in American history. And then Joe Biden, as quickly as he rode that wave, he killed it. He took the wind out of the sails, and the American people and the world are suffering for it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. It only took a year, but understand, Joe Biden rode a year because of the great things that Trump did for the economy. Even Joe Biden couldn't kill it. The dumbest dude on the planet. Donald Trump's trade policies, bringing manufacturing back, removing onerous legislation, putting countries on notice that you will no longer take advantage of America, making the other countries essentially pay for their participation in this world government they want. He presided over the best period for the stock market in modern history. There are leftists who will argue it, but I'd love to argue it with them. He did this with no quantitative easing. So let me just give you an idea. They say the S&P, the broadest measure of the stock market, has gained 16% under Biden in year one, several points behind Trump's and Obama's roughly 24%. Now, you say, okay, both Trump and Obama had 24%. Let me tell you what they were going through. Barack Obama's first year of gains was based on two things. One, them printing money at almost 72 billion dollars a month. So when it was all said and done, Barack Obama doubled the size of the debt, and he did it, and that's what propped up the stock market. He essentially said, whatever the stock market is, I'm going to put artificial money in and make you believe that this is the legitimate stock market. So to say that he kept pace with Trump is ridiculous. In the same period of time, Donald Trump, and only because of this COVID BS, added $6 trillion to the national debt. If it hadn't been for that, he would have added maybe $4 trillion. And you want to know where that came from? It came from Social Security, things like that you won't touch, and the interest on the debt from Barack Obama on $20+ trillion, the interest on that debt, and they ticked it up under Trump. They did not do any quantitative easing with Trump. So his 24% stock market growth is 24%. This is of the S&P. Was flatly hit the truth. It was not doctored in any way. It wasn't affirmative action, etc. Now, the next, the Dow. The Dow, year one, had advanced 11% under Biden. Year one Dow, 31.5% gain under Trump, 20% under Obama. Now, you still juxtapose what I said earlier. Obama was getting quantitative easing, Donald Trump nothing. And he still completely obliterated both Joe Biden and Obama. So anyway, They talk about the gains of first-year Democratic presidents versus Republicans. Joe Biden's first-year gains have nothing to do with Joe Biden. Now, you can argue, oh, Trump's first-year gains were because of Obama's economy. Quite the opposite. Au contraire. Barack Obama, his market was dying. Even with all that money being poured into it, it was dying. He couldn't bring manufacturing back, and I could go on. Trade deficit through the roof. Trump saved carrier, brought manufacturing back, etc. Didn't get any quantitative easing. And in an economy that was down, where it wasn't good paying jobs, it was menial jobs. And he still knocked it out of the park. Well, guess what? all the year one, the 11% that Joe Biden gained his first year in the Dow, and the 16% for the S&P, and whatever he had for the NASDAQ, all gone. Gone like a turkey through the cone, as we say. Gone. And then they go on, they talk about this. I mean, this is scathing. And here's why I'm telling you, folks. Are we losing money in my household? Yes. And it's significant. Add to it the inflation, the gasoline, and all the other things that we're losing money on, and I should be livid. So why am I smiling so big? Because I didn't vote for a cheater. In fact, I'm exposing this sucker for what he is, as a cheater, Joe Biden. And what I'm happy about is everybody else is getting a wake-up call to what happens when you cheat a demented clown with brain damage in the office and think you're going to get good results. This is from CNN, written 6/14, June 14. Joe Biden may not be as obsessed with the stock market as his predecessor was, at least not publicly. But this year's turmoil on Wall Street has dealt Biden a tough blow. The S&P has now lost all of its gains since Biden was inaugurated last year. The S&P 500, one of the broadest measures of the U.S. stock market and the economy, is down 2.7% since January of 2021. Stocks fell into the red for the Biden era following Monday's 3.9% market plunge. Yeah. When leftists get in your face or say something about Joe Biden, you ask them, how's your stock market? How's your portfolio doing? How are you faring? How do you like paying $6-7 a gallon for gas? How do you like overpaying for food? Bring me back Trump any day of the week than having this clown in office. Let me ask you a simple question, folks. I want to make this as simple as we can. What do you think the stock market would be if you had had four more years of Trump and you were in year six of his presidency? What do you think it would be? What do you think our trade deficit would be? Do you think it would be triple or double what it was? What do you think your price of food would be? What do you think your job market would be? What do you think our productivity as a nation would be? How do you think the situation would be between Russia and Ukraine? How do you think the situation would be between Taiwan and China? What do you think the Iranians would be doing under Trump? See, I already have all these answers, and so do you. You know exactly where they'd be because they're exactly where they would be when Trump left. And that's the problem for the left to figure out. How do you sell around that?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You want ammo against the insane left? I got it for you. Rub Joe Biden in their faces. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Don't avoid it. Anything that comes up, just say, Joe Biden. Man, I went to go shopping the other day and such, Joe Biden. Man, I was filling up my tank the other day. I go, Joe Biden. Just say, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. You know, we got to come up with songs. Joe Biden, Joe Biden. One of my relatives is a Democrat. He and his wife are visiting. Both of them probably Democrats. I know he is. Everything that came up, I said, Joe Biden. He said, man, I don't want to get all political. I said, you're bringing it up. He was like, we went to go buy something. He's like, man, the cost of this stuff is not the cost. I was like, Joe Biden. We went to dinner. He goes, I got this. I said, okay. Went to pay for it. He's like, $67 for popcorn and some Cokes? I said, Joe Biden. Then he mentioned gas. I said something like, he goes, well, man, I could do this and then I'll drive it. And his wife goes, well, you used to could drive it, but now with gas prices. And I went, Joe Biden. He says, man, it ain't all political. I said, you keep bringing it up. See, in the time of Trump, none of the things that you talked about were things you said. Am I right or am I wrong? Oh, I have my arms out like, oh, palms up in the air, you know. That's the way I was looking at him. Palms up in the air, arms outspread, going, what? What? CNN wrote this. 6/14. June the 14th, folks. They said, Joe Biden may not be as obsessed with the stock market as his predecessor was. At least not publicly. But this year's turmoil on Wall Street has dealt Biden a tough blow. You want to know why? Well, I've already told you. The S&P has lost all of its gains since Biden was inaugurated, shoehorned in the big cheat last year. All of it gone. So under Trump, year after year, you were making 20-30% on your money. It was like taking candy from a baby. You were just feasting in the stock market. Every time you looked at your portfolio, you went, dang, loving me some Trump. You may not, oh, I hate when he tweets. Oh, look at here. Keep tweeting, Mr. President. Because Donald Trump was making waves, man. He was making stuff happen, making moves. Lost all of its gains. The S&P 500, one of the broadest measures of the U.S. stock market and the economy, is down 2.7% since January 20th of 2021. Stocks fell into the red for the Biden era following Monday's 3.9% market, check out this word, plunge. You've lost money. You've had 18 months of Biden, and every nickel you put into that sucker is now down 2.7%. You think I'm not going to celebrate this with these every time one of them mentions, oh, well, the stock market is not a barometer of whatever. Neither are gas prices. Neither is inflation. Neither is the job, the consumer confidence. None of it, right? Whose fault is it? Is it Putin's fault? Is it Orange Man bad? Well, here's why I'm going to call you a liar, you sucker. Because under Donald Trump, none of this was happening. See, I don't have to wonder what would happen under Trump. God forbid we get Donald Trump. Remember what they told us about Trump? If Donald Trump is elected, the stock market is going to crash. The economy is going to go into the toilet. We're going to be in a recession. We're going to be in wars. And where are we? Under Donald Trump, none of that happened. But guess where we are under Joe Biden? In exactly that condition. The blue chip index, S&P, which includes tech companies such as Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Elon Musk, Tesla, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, as top members, has plummeted 21% this year alone. Let me tell you what that means. Oh, Lord, I'm about to preach. Let me tell you what it means, people. It means that Joe Biden rode Donald Trump's coattails for a year. Now you have a few months of Biden's undoing of Trump kicking in, and you know what you have? You have lost 21% in a meltdown. And a stark turnaround for the Biden stock market. They said it's a stark turnaround for the Biden stock market. The S&P 500 was up nearly 24% from inauguration day through the end of last year. I give you muscle memory of Donald Trump. And now, look at what they blame it on. The combination of surging oil and gas prices following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, broader inflation worries resulting from continued supply chain disruptions, and fears about aggressive interest rate hikes by the Fed have set the market into a tailspin. In other words, everything that Joe Biden has done, everything that he believed in philosophically, like getting rid of black oil and black coal, all those black energy, you know, situations, the war that he allowed to happen with Ukraine, the supply chain disruptions that the left created with this BS nonsense around Wu flu, COVID, that was supposed to save him. It's all gone. Freaking love it. And here's why. Democrats need a painful lesson. They don't learn anything. When do you learn? Do you learn when things are going well? They didn't learn a thing because Donald Trump was a rock star. They didn't learn on that. They hated him so much they refused to see the lesson. So what do? They cheated their way in. Don't you dare tell us that they cheated. No, even to this day they try to tell you, don't you tell us they cheated. You know what's going to wake them up? When they finally go, you know what? We cheated. And we never should have done it. They can't learn that lesson if things aren't just dire. $10 a gallon gasoline. I know it hurts, conservatives. I know it hurts. When you can barely afford your rents, when food prices are through the roof, when you can practically no longer eat out, everybody must suffer. Isn't that what Democrats do? They spread misery equally. But you know what happens when they do that? They lose so many people. People just get sick of them. They go, enough is enough. So that's where we find ourselves. Democrats having to essentially fess up. Many experts are quick to point out that the stock market is not the overall economy. Well, I agree with that, but the problem is the overall economy is still suffering too. They said, what happens when Wall Street doesn't always directly impact people on Main Street, especially those who aren't active investors? However, they continue, consumer confidence and sentiment measures often mirror the ups and downs of the market. Even if people aren't investing in stocks, they read about the chaos on Wall Street on their smartphones. They see the coverage on their phones. Somebody wrote, the economy's in the toilet. Let's hope nobody flushes it.
Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's not likely President Biden will visit Ukraine during his upcoming overseas trip. the president talking about potentially visiting the war-torn country while taking questions from reporters on the beach in Delaware. Biden saying he wants to make sure a visit to Ukraine won't cause a distraction to the operations taking place in the country. As far as where we can expect to see the president overseas,
I'm going into Germany, then I'm going to Spain, then I'm going to Israel, then I'm going into Saudi Arabia for a larger meeting of the community there.
The president is expected to discuss the global supply of oil while in Saudi Arabia. Forecasters say a dangerous heat wave is pushing east Monday. Temperatures in the 90s are expected from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast. This is USA Radio News. The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States reached $5 a gallon for the first time ever earlier this month. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he believes President Biden's policies are the driving force behind high gas prices.
This is something that Democrats and President Biden caused. They are the root cause to open borders, to 40-year high inflation, to record gasoline and high energy prices. They're the ones that caused it. This didn't just happen.
Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder is doubling down on not testifying before the House Oversight Committee. The panel requested that Snyder reconsider testifying as it investigates an alleged toxic workplace culture at the organization. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney saying in a letter to Snyder's attorney he could testify virtually like NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why is the president saying that inflation is worse everywhere but here?
Because what we have seen across the globe, first of all, inflation is a global challenge, as we have said. It is caused by, clearly, the pandemic, this once-in-a-generation pandemic that we are coming out of, and also, most recently, the war that Putin started in Ukraine that has caused inflation as we look at food and as we look at gas prices. So if you look at globally other countries, and if you look at where we are economically, when you think about the Group 7, the G7, we are in a much stronger place than we are economically than the rest.
Team Demented has no answers, no truthful answers for what's happening in the country today. Because if they had to give you the truth, everything points back to Captain Demento. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Look, I don't know how you live your life. I think I do. But you just call it as you see it. What's going on right now in America has one centralized hub, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, leftism, progressivism, call it what you want. It is suffering all over the place. Gascon being recalled as the mayor or whatever, DA in L.A. or San Francisco. All over the place it's happening, right? They're recalling people in liberal enclaves, folks, leftist enclaves like San Francisco. They're saying you're not making it safe enough. You're not making the quality of our lives good enough. And leftists are revolting against other leftists. Leftists are becoming the whistleblowers against themselves. I'm not exaggerating this one bit. It is leaking over. Everything that we've talked about is leaching into leftism, and it is staining it beyond belief. It is proving what we've known for decades. These January 6th hearings, for example. The Washington Post reported the other day. It was a reality check for the Democrats. Here's what it says. The House's January 6th commission hearings aren't going to reverse the Republicans' electoral trajectory heading into the November midterms. That's what they wrote. They know this. They also know it is not changing one person's mind. I saw an article that said, Republicans feel differently about Trump after J6. No, they don't. But you know what the other report was? January 6th is becoming an embarrassment to the Democrats. It's a ratings embarrassment. Do you know this? So I told you guys, I said the January 6th things, I gave you the numbers. Total viewership, something like 20 million, and it was divided over X number of channels. And in fact, I don't know if, yeah, it was 20 million over eight channels, eight different channels, 20 million. And I gave you the numbers. Highest was CBS, I believe. Then it went to MSNBC. Then it went to ABC or somebody. Then CNN finally. And the numbers were horrendous. Horrendous. I'm talking about the number of people who were watching it, you know, like I think Young Sheldon, we have a report where Young Sheldon, you didn't even know what this is, Young Sheldon. Young Sheldon got more viewers than the hearings did on some channel. It's a show about this, you know, one of the geniuses, it's a spinoff show. Here's what it said. It said, on CBS on June 9th, an episode of a program called Young Sheldon was preempted by the hearings. The network drew 3.2 million viewers, or about 600,000 fewer viewers than a rerun of Young Sheldon, which was watched by 3.86 million the week before. When compared to Young Sheldon's last non-repeat on May 19th, that drew 6.9 million, or more than double the inaugural hearing on CBS. So CBS penalized itself by showing this. They cut their audience in half and thought, oh, well, this will do it. They said, when you take out prime time, January 6th numbers are almost completely cratered. Monday, June 13th, saw an average of about 10 million viewers. That's half, folks, what was the opening. By day three on Thursday, the number of viewers dropped even further. But here's what you're really going to appreciate. I was at a hotel in LA and there was a TV playing basketball, and there was a TV playing the hearings. There were people watching basketball, nobody watching the hearings. And here's what's interesting. How many hotels kept or airports or whatever kept it on the hearings for us to believe, for the advertisers to believe that 20 million eyeballs, 10 million eyeballs, whatever it is, were watching it? I guarantee you those numbers are as fabricated as Joe Biden's election victory numbers. They're as fabricated as the Fauci number of people who've gotten Wu flu and died from it, and on and on. That's what these people do. They lie through their rotten teeth. They go on to say this. Consider also the perception of these hearings, which some in media keep referring to as bipartisan, when they are not, at least in spirit. Supposedly, 51% of voters approve of the House Select Committee, according to Morning Consult. Among independent voters, the number drops to 45%. They got a big problem, though. January 6th is supposed to be about the boogeyman. Donald Trump did it. Donald Trump's incited violence. Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's gone. Who are you going to blame next, Putin? Oh, no, I tell you what. How about the oil company executives? We'll get into that a whole other time, another show. Joe Biden likes to blame somebody except himself. The Democrats so want to sell this, and it is, for all intents and purposes, it's another awards show. Why don't you just give yourselves a bunch of awards and say, we're awarding ourselves stuff for everybody, whoever can hate the conservatives the most, whoever can hate Donald Trump the most, we'll give them an award. Why don't you just make it into an award show? Half the country, they say, respects what the committee does, while the other half does not. If the goal was to change minds and make people care more than before, it doesn't seem to be happening. Well, I have some polls for you. I have some numbers for you to evaluate. If it means so much, explain to me why the number one issue for people is the price of gas, is inflation, is all the inability to buy a home, the inability to buy a car, the inability to get credit, the uptick in the interest rates, and so on and so forth. If this is so important that Congress is going to meet on it, let me tell you, I beg to differ. I think people are going to remember this and say, this is a Congress that gave us nothing but monumental waste of our time and waste of our money. And they did it why? In order to cover up the cheat. Everything that they did to cheat. So he goes on, he says, most importantly, none of the witnesses are facing anything resembling cross-examination because the minority party is not truly represented. Staunch Trump critics, Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming, Adam Kinzinger, Republican out of Illinois, don't count regardless of the letter next to their names. So there's nobody there to refute. It's a one-sided partisan issue that has one agenda. That agenda is to make people stop believing that this previous election was a cheat. And by the way, I dare you, as I said earlier, I dare you to go look at any film of the so-called riots or insurrections and show it to me. Show me where people were in fear for their lives. I've seen the videos. This is a farce. And the longer we let it go on, the longer we don't talk about it and put it back in their faces, shame on us. And more importantly, we better make doggone sure that we send a message to these leftists that you're never going to do this again. By the way, one of the things that we're going to be doing, we are gathering up these low-level elections, city council, school boards, etc. We talk about them often. I'm telling you, people, these are more important in some instances than our senators, our governors, and our congressmen. We have to change America one little city, one little town at a time. And January 6th needs to be a battle cry for us. We need to turn it from an insurrection day to we will take this country back day. How about we do that? How about we change the way people perceive January 6th going forward? I'm certainly going to make that a priority. Anyway, we'll get back to you on this because I'm not letting this go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The press is getting annoyed with Biden. The leftists themselves are getting annoyed with him. The Democratic Party is annoyed with him. Lots of annoyances with Joe Biden, and obviously so for obvious reasons. Here is a presser. Biden's doing something, who knows, something probably regarding Black history or Juneteenth nonsense. And he doesn't want to take any questions, and here's the press, very annoyed with him.
Russian oligarch Yelena Batyrina, who did business with your son.
Thank you.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. The first comment the guy made was around the Russian oligarch and your son taking money from a Russian oligarch. And Biden ignores it. He looks up at the guy, and then he just turns around and he starts shaking hands. The next question was, why have you, they were asking others. Other tough questions. And then they said, why have you stopped taking questions from the press? And then finally, they ask, what are you afraid of? Well, he's got a lot to be afraid of. The Democrats have a lot to be afraid of. I've already talked about a lot of it. Earlier, I talked about the Biden family drama. Hunter, Ashley, that's only the beginning. The stock market meltdown. You think, okay, you can try to pretend that, oh, the president has nothing to do with the stock market or whatever. Let me tell you something. That doesn't matter. If Donald Trump had nothing to do with the stock market, he sure benefited from it. Because he talked about it every day. It went up, 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 and up. And now what we've learned is that the stock market is melted down, given back all of its gains. It is back into the era of Donald Trump. And you know what that means? It's below where Donald Trump left it. You want to talk about bragging rights? Donald Trump's got huge bragging rights now. Because he can say, I gave Joe Biden an amazing economy. It took him a year to destroy it. And now that it's into his year, guess what's going on? And what do they have? They have excuses. Ducey asked, I played it earlier, he asked about inflation, and all they had were excuses. Oh, well, it's because of Russia. It's because of the war. It's because of COVID. It's because of climate change. It's because the dog ate my homework. And people are sick of it. Look, I'm going to tell you, people, I know what you're thinking. You think, Kevin, come on, you're just being an optimist, man. Folks, I'm out there. I'm out there talking to the average person, family members, friends, just checking the pulse. I will go up to a stranger. I ask people at a restaurant, how's business? What is inflation hitting? Oh, God, Kevin, man, inflation's crazy. I'm like, who do you think it is? Is it Russia? I go, do you blame Putin? Who do you blame? Now, I'm not going to lie, give him a little bit of a nudge. You blaming Putin or is it somebody else that may be to blame? And then they're like, yeah, I mean, I'm looking, this is clearly on Biden's shoulders, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're doggone right it is. It's clearly on Biden's shoulders. So I'm setting them up. I'm asking young kids, hey, listen, how you liking this inflation? How you liking this situation with Joe Biden? Let me tell you something, folks. Democrats know what's coming. They know what's coming. They see the light in the tunnel. They know it is a train barreling at them. It's one of them Japanese trains on time, and it's not stopping, and it's traveling 200 miles an hour, and it's going to knock them into oblivion. Despite all their tricks, they can't gain traction. I want to remind you, the Democrats are doing this J6 nonsense. I've already given you the stats on that. The Democrats leaked Roe v. Wade. By the way, why have we not found out who that is? Why can't the FBI figure this out? Should be pretty easy if you ask me. So you've got that that's brewing. And now they're, oh, it's coming back because now the Supreme Court will officially rule on it. Well, you already tested it, and it didn't test that well. Because, you know, these suburban housewives, these educated women that figured out very quickly, it isn't about their bodies. Because they got locked down. They got forced vaccinations, forced to wear masks where they didn't think they had to. And many of them went, you know what? I'm beginning to believe that this is about control. And that's what's happening. This guy writes about, he says, what we're seeing is more than just political theater talking about J6. At a time when Americans are concerned about more important things. You ready for the list? Because I'm sure you're not aware of what's happening. Because you've been kept in the dark. You wouldn't know about the 40-year high inflation. It's not impacting you. You don't feel it when you go to the grocery store, when you eat out, or when you try to do something with the kids or plan a vacation, travel, whatever. You're not seeing it, right? And God knows you are not anywhere close to these gas prices. You want to know what the biggest, one of the bigger discussions was over the past week with my friends and, you know, people on my kids' baseball team and things like this? You want to know what the biggest discussion was? The price of gasoline. Every one of them. Holy cow. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. You think it's limited? You think that they're the only ones discussing it? Because I know they're not. I know this is a subject being discussed every time somebody goes to the pump that used to pay $2.79 under Trump and is now paying $6-7 a gallon, and Joe Biden has nothing in sight. Nothing. He can't tell you how he's going to fix it. It's transitory. It's this, it's that. No, it's here to stay, and I have no clue on how to fix it. So I'm going to blame everybody else. I'm going to blame the oil company guys. You know what the oil company guys are saying? Joe Biden, screw you. You built this policy that prevented us from drilling. I'm going to go into much more detail into this in another episode, another broadcast, because it deserves it. But essentially what the oil company executive said is, you haven't done jack. These guys know that Joe Biden's policies, and we're going to go through this in detail. Joe Biden has done nothing to make the industry believe, the oil and gas industry, the energy industry as a whole, the energy sector, feel as if he's got some smooth transition to help them out or whatever. It is strictly on them. And he has tried to kill their core energy, not even allowing them to really transition. And I'm telling you, they seem to enjoy it, almost as if the oil industry has done them a disservice. The oil industry saved the whales. The oil industry saved the forest. Those two things are indisputable. They saved the whales and they saved the forest. The oil industry ushered in the Industrial Revolution. Do you get any credit for any legacy stuff, or is everything about what's happening today and only today? And I could go on. Big oil is they're just as badly represented as the Republicans, because they rely on the Republicans as their mouthpieces. If anybody was against my energy, I'd tell them, why do you hate whales? Why do you want to destroy the forest? You know, what would you have done without us? Where was your solar energy before? While we were developing and putting in infrastructure to take advantage of this, where were you before? Well, it didn't exist before. So couldn't we use that same argument with gun control? Well, look, the founding fathers did not plan on solar energy. The founding fathers did not plan on nuclear energy. The founding fathers did not plan on hydrogen or hydro or any other form of energy. It's all nonsense. Anyway, political theater, the guy says, record high gas prices, skyrocketing crime. Have we even touched on crime? Why is crime not front and center for the Republicans? I would have crime statistics, the number of people who die every day in big cities, killed by leftists, policies that are killing people. I would be completely running on crime. And the idea that while all this is going on, these clowns don't even want police protection for you. They don't want you to have a gun, and they don't want you to have police. A porous border, he mentions, bringing in millions of illegal immigrants, record numbers of people dying from fentanyl overdoses, and a war in Ukraine that isn't ending anytime soon. Is it any wonder why these guys want to talk January 6th?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.